This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop. This is
going to be exciting.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. This is the show where we use the Tales from the Loop system, and we are on volume 4, which is the final volume of this season. And it's going to get pretty crazy and pretty dark around here, especially in this episode.
Oh, God.
Y'all, thank you so much for watching here at Hyper RPG. This channel survives and lives because of you. And that's you're a massive help for that. And a way you can help is during this show is we have these cool little things called incentives, and we're going to want your help for that. And that's going to add to the story. So let's talk about some of those. First of all, at $25, you can give a reroll or luck, as we like to call it, which is by throwing in the characters' names, hashtag Chrissy, hashtag Ricky, hashtag Leanne, or hashtag Ellie.
Hey, Leanne, that's me. Woohoo! After, nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much. After 4 lux, our characters get a broken, and at a broken, that is an automatic success on a roll. However, they will suffer a condition, and after 5 conditions, everything is a failure. Going around the table real quick, where are we on the condition bandwagon, Janelle?
I believe that I saw Chucky last time, so I am fully healed.
Oh!
Thanks, Chucky. True.
That's right.
Emily, where are you on conditions?
I believe I have 0 conditions and 1 luck, actually.
Ooh, very
nice.
Big luck.
Scott?
Have a look at the news.
I had a condition, but I ended the last episode talking to my dad, so I'm good.
Yeah, wonderful.
That is true. And Jess.
I believe I have 1 condition and 1 luck. I know that doesn't mean anything, but in terms of conditions.
Good to know.
But that's
still very helpful. Very helpful.
Yes, I'm feeling good.
Fantastic. So that is on rerolls, and you're going to want to give those, especially throughout the show, as our characters go on. And let's not forget, add a condition means you lose a die when you are rolling.
That is importante.
Wait, what?
When you have a condition, you lose a die. This was established maybe perhaps on one of the days that you might not have been here. But it's been, it's been.
I didn't know
since
that.
Since volume 3.
Well, I've been cheating.
Still pushing her luck then.
Cheating it. I will respond accordingly.
At $50, hashtag vision. That's the lowest the visions have ever been.
Wow.
We're going to want you to bring those wild and crazy. And actually, honestly, moving forward with this volume, we're going to want to see how serious y'all can get in the chat. How real can you get with these visions? So no more leprechauns or trolls or things of that nature from volume 3. Those are off the table at this point. Mm. It's about how creative can you get. Throw us some new things, and I'm going to make that work. But have fun with it as well. Have fun with it as well. That's what the visions are for, is for y'all to have some fun.
And they're so creative.
You're screwing around.
Yeah,
but
so
have fun.
So RIP to the Dingle family. They will not be making an appearance for the rest of the show.
Oh.
We can do a Dingle one-off.
At some point. $75,
we
get a hashtag trouble. And that means you can give a character or the group of trouble if you wish. You can also leave it vague if you want to. You can just say what the trouble is, and I will find a point pretty quickly within the story at that point to find it and bring it up. Wow. If you want to remain unspecific about who the trouble goes to, and just kind of find the fun and joy in that. And then finally, hashtag, at $100, hashtag puzzle box.
Oh.
We brought this in last week. It seemed to go pretty well, where Leanne made herself a werewolf. In the daytime.
A daytime werewolf.
Daytime werewolf. I'd like to know if we get to 1,000, if we get cookies again.
I do not believe cookies are being made at this point, but if we get to 1,000 tonight, I will, on another night where I don't have to go to bed right away after the show, take the cast out for drinks. So if we get to 1,000 tonight, I will do that, and we will put it on Janelle's Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
That's proof that we have done so. So that is if we reach our goal of 1,000 for the night, and we really hope we're able to do that with the help of you guys. So again, at $25 it's Lux, at $50 it is Visions, at $75 it is Troubles, and $100 is a Puzzle Box. Also, you can do $100 Broken if you want to skip all the Lux, go right to Breaking a Character. You can do that. At every $250 it's an Extended Trouble, and at $500 it is a Echoplex. And to remind everyone where we left off last week, very quickly, a quick catch-up. It looked like all the characters were going to possibly lose somebody as a payment to the ferryman. And there's probably been some confusion I've seen in the chat here and there. It's F-E-R-R-Y.
Like a ferry, like a boat.
Like the boat. Like
now,
the ferryman in the River Styx.
To be fair to them, that I thought it was F-A-R-R-Y. R-Y the first time.
I think somebody last time posted, I don't know if it was Matt.
on our title.
Yes, I believe actually on Twitter.
It was. Yeah.
There was a couple areas.
It's all right. That's okay.
I think it's funny that he could be the fairy ferryman.
You never know.
Maybe I know that's not your intention.
Maybe down the line in the Dingle one-off that we will do sometime in the future, that his villain will be the ferryman, F-A-I-R-Y. So the ferryman had come in, and it looked like payment to the ferryman. He was going to choose someone close to our characters, and he ended up choosing Chrissy's mother. And last we saw, there was an Echoplex in Chrissy's room, and that is where we left off.
Last week's episode.
Carol, who else was taking Carol?
Well, Carol was in the hospital.
Oh, Carol was in the hospital. The characters that seemed to be having seizures, that it seemed to be the ferryman was
your mom
hitting was yes, my your mama. Mother, Bobby, your dad,
Papa.
Your yep. mother. So that is where we left off last week. We know what the incentives are. So let us begin. And again, 100. If we get to our goal to 1,000, we will Snapchat live me taking the cast out for either food or drinks.
Yay!
And I won't have any drinks.
Pancakes.
If we don't.
Ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until
okay.
next week.
That's fair. That's yeah. fair. Until next Ooh. Week.
I'm just going to make that that promise.
All right.
There you go. All right, everybody. Well, let us begin this episode of Blood Curdling Tales from the Loop.
Woo! Oh,
we yeah. open up pretty much where we left off last week in Chrissy's house. As the front door bursts open, the ferryman has left at this point. The front door bursts open, and in runs Chrissy.
Wait, what? Wasn't I at the house when I said goodbye to my mother, or did I? Wasn't I in
a
vision?
No, that was in a vision.
In a vision. Mm. Mom! Mom! Mom!
There is no answer.
Where is everyone currently?
I would imagine at the hospital.
Right.
Although, Leanne was... probably at home with her mother and Chucky.
I was, yeah. Then we made it to the hospital with my mom.
Yes.
Because Chucky was there with my mom during the seizures. So he was able to drive us to the hospital. And so that is how I got healed. And then also how my mom was okay, though, right?
She
was
yes. So where we left off with you, I believe, was you guys had made it back home afterwards. And okay. you saw young Mima.
Okay.
And your mother had fainted.
That's right. Mom. Yeah. Mom fainted.
Okay. So I'm going to run upstairs.
Okay.
To my personal phone.
One moment.
What a lucky man he was. Hashtag Ricky.
Ricky, good luck. Oh.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to call Ricky. I'm going to try to call Ricky.
Calling Ricky?
The face.
All right. You go over to the telephone. So you're calling the hospital?
Yeah, wherever I think he is. I don't quite remember. But I'm going upstairs to my room to use my personal phone.
Great.
So
you run upstairs to your room, pick up the phone, you call the hospital. Hello, Boulder City Hospital.
Hi, I need Ricky Donovan.
I'm sorry, I don't have a patient under here by the name Ricky Donovan.
Mr. Donovan?
Oh, okay, right here. Hold on one moment.
Fucking idiot.
She's the worst.
worst.
That's Maureen.
Donovan.
As you hear the ring, phone ring once, twice. Ricky, are you there?
Yes. Because I was with my dad, and then I was going to go check on Chrissy, but she was nowhere to be found.
So we'll go to the room. You're there with your dad.
Yeah.
Who is before the phone has started ringing.
Okay.
And he's a little high.
A little loopy?
A little loopy. He was in a pretty serious car accident.
Sure, yeah.
Not too long ago, and had a seizure.
Oh, yes. But they said everything is going to be okay.
Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be okay.
But he's currently on a bit of painkillers.
Do you want more Jell-O?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you've had three already.
Why'd you ask me?
I'll get you more. I'm just making sure that you really want more
of
that.
I love you.
Oh,
you're the best.
I love you too, Dad.
Can you call my girlfriend?
Oh yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Just let her know. A, I was hurt. B, but I'm okay.
That's. I figured that's what I would tell her. Yeah.
You're a good boy.
Oh.
Hey, are you gonna go to school tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, if you don't want it, that's cool.
I appreciate that.
You gotta hang out with me. You're not gonna miss school and then go like do other things. You're gonna come hang out with me.
Come hang out here. Okay, that sounds good.
What exactly happened to Mr. Donovan?
You got him in a car accident.
No. I understand. Did he like? What was his injury?
I would say he sustained a broken leg, a broken arm. and probably also a bit of a concussion. His car did turn on its side.
Does he have like a neck splint? I'm sure he has.
And
like,
had a seizure,
oh,
but
a bit of a neck splint.
Yeah, they're probably
yes, 100%.
Like a neck splint too.
So those were his injuries.
Really nailed that one.
Hey. Bad fun.
So I'm feeding him his Jello then.
Well, he does have one good
arm.
Oh,
he's got the one arm.
He's got the one
guy.
The other arm's casted up.
Okay.
Cast, neck brace. But he does have
it was the 80s, so he's probably in traction, right?
That could be. I do like that. Yeah, let's go with that. I like that a lot. Finally, you hear the phone ringing.
Pick up.
Oh, maybe that's... Pick up. What was it, Linda? Linda?
Yeah.
Pick up. All right, hold on. Hello?
Ricky.
Chrissy, is that you?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No. My mom's gone. I don't know why. But she's not here.
She's...
Gone.
Are you... Where are you?
I'm at home. I don't feel safe.
She just...
She came to me in this vision and she said that she wasn't a good mom. And then she said goodbye and I don't understand.
I'm sure we can find her.
I don't think so. I think she's like gone. And then it may... Maybe all the moms are gone. Or maybe it's just her. I don't know. I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm sure you didn't. Well, okay, hold on. Stay there. Let me come. I'll come pick you
up. I don't feel safe here, but you have to be with your dad. I'm being so selfish.
No, I don't know what to do. He'll be fine. The doctor said he'll be fine. He's going to be in the hospital for a while. He's not going anywhere. Let me come pick you up.
And then do
We'll come back here. We can gather everybody else, and we can figure out what's going on.
I hang up.
Roll investigate.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Who's listening in?
No, it's the Echoplex to see if I... Hopefully. Maybe it's not. So I take one because I'm broken. I have a condition.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
God dang. Well, that's no successes. I do have a luck, though, from last week. And Mama's going to use it.
That's what makes the game so exciting.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's a... Nope.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Excuse me.
Grab my gun.
Oh.
I grab Ricky's pocket knife. And I grab the pages of George's.
So you've gone to your room.
I've been in my room.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was trying to clarify that I'm calling from my personal phone.
Okay.
In the room. So I've been in my room. So I grab like my cheerleading bag, open it up, throw in like the necessaries, like a change of clothes, because I think I'm still looking ridiculous right now. I think I change into a normal human clothes, and I pack. The pages from George's journal and firearms and make sure that there are bullets in it.
Okay. Great. We'll cut over to Leanne's house.
Mom.
She starts to rise a little bit.
You okay?
I thought I saw my mom, but like a younger version of her.
Okay. I understand. What a weird thing, huh?
I think I gotta go. I think I gotta lie down for a bit.
Yeah. And then I take her over to the couch.
Give me the white washcloth.
I'll do that right away. But okay. I'm gonna ask you something.
Yeah.
What if you did see Meemaw is a younger version of herself?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What if I saw?
Like if you saw it again, would you faint again or? I'll be back. And then I just go and grab the washcloth.
Okay.
But I'm like slipping in the kitchen trying to do it all fast. And then I run back and here.
She just puts it like over her eyes and her forehead.
So is that a... Do you think about it or nah?
Baby, I gotta lay down. I don't know right now, okay?
Where's Meemaw?
Kitchen.
So I leave it on Mom's head, and I run to the
TV. Do you want to turn the TV on, or are you gonna like later?
Yeah, actually, that's
silence.
A good idea. I'm gonna turn on the TV, and
oh
I put
gosh.
It on. I put it on like, just like a local station, just like.
Hashtag trouble There's a power outage at the hospital. And for some reason, the backup generators aren't kicking back in.
Come on.
Oh my god.
That's a bad trouble.
Yeah, we'll get to that. That's
I put it on like public access. It's like stuff, you know, that the local high school.
Bob Ross.
Yeah, Bob Ross. Or, yeah,
or that sponge or, yeah. lady.
Yeah, either that or it could just be like, yeah, whatever the locally, like the school meetings that people.
I'd like to say that
someone's talking about the raptor problem.
You should provide hot lunches for the kids. It's the winter after all.
Okay,
so
Mom.
So your mother's like laying there with this warm washcloth on her face.
I'll be back, Mom.
She squeezes your hand.
Love you. Like a tourist portion. It's love like, see the lovely sights of Boulder City.
I go to the kitchen. It's Mima.
Mima's there like making herself a sandwich.
You can't do that to Ma.
It wasn't planned.
I know, but you could have at least like had me talk to her first. Something.
Is she okay?
She's fine. She's a drama queen. You know how it goes.
I know. Believe me, I remember.
Is there any progress being made in getting back over there? I don't want you to leave, but I don't want you to get stuck here either, if that means consequences for this world.
I gotta get back with my team. We'll figure it out.
Well, maybe. Where's Echo again?
Have you eaten anything? Sit.
I'm not hungry, though.
Well, I'm gonna make something anyway. She starts making you a sandwich. Do you want your bread toasted or untoasted?
Untoasted, fine.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Cut off the crust.
Yeah, I don't like melted cheese.
Cut off the crust.
You don't what?
I don't like melted cheese.
What?
I like it cold. Cold cheese.
The cheese can still be... That's fine.
Is that true of you as well?
No.
I knew it. That's why I didn't know.
As she hands you this sandwich, she puts the two fingers in between her mouth and whistles, and then Echo appears in her arms.
Echo! Echo!
You need to get this boy a proper leash.
Just leash your universally hopping dog forehead. Like, what am I supposed to do? Just a normal leash, I guess, whatever, but how am I supposed to stop him from taking someone to another dimension?
Well, in due time, but
is there an interdimensional leash?
No, that's so silly.
Oh, so silly.
Listen, I wanted to take him for a walk. He was scratching at the door, and I had no leash to go take him.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get him a leash.
I know he's a somewhat special dog, but at the end of the day, he's still a dog.
Understood.
Where do you and your mother keep the dog food?
No.
Yes.
Put it in a container under the sink. It's right over there.
Thank you. She walks over, pulls it out, and starts scooping him dog food.
Don't pay him too much, because then he farts and smells real bad.
Hey...
It's the interdimensional gas.
All right. Well, he's your dog. I'll listen to you. She
Thank
pours
you.
In half the yeah, little container, Jesus. Puts it back.
Echo. Smells immediately.
Echo reminds me of Lion from Steven Universe.
As we cut over to the hospital.
Oh, no.
And we cut over to...
Oh, that's a bad laugh.
Yeah, no, it's very sweet. We cut over to Ellie. We cut over to Ellie. Where are you in the hospital?
I'm not emotionally prepared.
I think she's in the bathroom. I'm sure she's in the bathroom of the hospital. Wait, no, I'm trying to figure out hospitals.
Would you say you're in a public bathroom in the hospital, or are you in, like, Bobby's room's bathroom?
Well, I don't know. Does a small hospital, or do the rooms have bathrooms, or is
Probably.
It
I would say
more?
These ones do. If they're able to keep patients who are in traction... Then sure. I think it's
yeah,
fair to say
okay. I'm in his private bathroom, and Ellie's just kind of gripping onto the sink and is just trying to get a hold of reality right now.
Yes, because last week we had it that visions seem to be popping in and out randomly for you.
Yes, like sensorily, visions are very, very kind of... Picture Ghost from Ant-Man and Wasp. It's very much like she's kind of in between dimensions.
Right.
And then she kind of pulled apart. She opened another dimension and brought a raptor back to life.
It's true. Yes, you seemingly have the power to bring things back to life.
Do you name that raptor?
I did not. Well, because it was... It
probably has a name.
It probably has a name. Yeah. It was sweet. It was a sweet moment. But for Ellie, this is not fun in the... Oh, I've got chaos powers kind of like... deal. She feels it in her body that something is not right. And so she's holding on. You see her, she's holding onto this sink, and one of her fingers starts to kind of go through the sink and starts to like fizz out of reality.
Roll comprehend.
Oh no.
Yikes.
Oh no. You're causing the power outage.
Oh my gosh, no, don't say that.
You might be.
Could be.
No, don't look at me like that. Oh, a dice went up my sleeve. that's no successes with 9 dice, so I'm going to roll again.
Okay.
Because Ellie's really good at comprehending, but not so good at... Oh, gosh.
Woo!
That's one success.
That's a lot of threes.
That's a lot of threes.
That's an immense amount of threes.
Your pinky going through the sensation, for lack of a better term, through the other side. It's like a vibrating warmth. It's a feeling similar to when you were absorbing the powers a couple weeks ago.
Doesn't hurt?
It doesn't feel comfortable, but I wouldn't say it hurts.
Yeah, okay. It's not like, it's definitely not a normal feeling. No. So she's just focusing on just trying to be real and trying to just be in the moment, be in the moment. That's her mantra, is just be in the moment, be in the moment. You're here, you're here, you're here, you're here. And she tries to just focus her hand back together.
As you start to pull your hand out and your pinky comes back into your reality, the power hits and the bathroom you're in goes dark.
It's your fault.
As we cut over to Tiffany's dad's room,
sure.
The power goes out in his room.
No.
Does the phone still work?
It's a good question.
Well, doesn't work. Okay.
In emergency? Okay. It's a good question. Yeah. No, it's a great question. I wouldn't have thought to ask.
You stay here. Not like you're going anywhere anyway. I'm going to go see if I can figure out what's going on. Okay, hang tight.
Broken hand, he gives you a thumbs up.
Aww.
As with his good hand, he keeps eating the fourth Jello him.
Okay, and I'm going to peek out into the hallway.
It's all dark.
It's all dark.
Now, it's in the middle of the day.
Right, but all the power's
out. Any kind of
out.
Outside windows, lights pouring in, but...
All right, I'm going to head toward Bobby's room.
Great. In Bobby's room, Bobby's looking around. He looks over to the bathroom. Hey, Ellie!
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes?
You okay in there? The lights went out in here.
I'm fine. That's so weird that the power went out. And I come out of the bathroom. Like a normal human. Yeah. Everything's fine. Did it feel like there was a surge? Or
no, I mean, it's that weird, it's that when the power goes out, it's that thing where it almost feels like a hum you never noticed was there suddenly stops.
Mm. Yeah. Are you, Bobby, are you okay? Do you have, is he plugged into any machines that...
He is, but he was...
They're not like life support machines.
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's the obvious machines that's like a drip to like feed him and things like that. But as far as like, he's not going to die because there's no power.
Yeah. Except for poor...
Other people are.
Other people are. are you okay? Can I make you any more comfortable or...
No, I'm good. I'm good. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I am doing good.
Well, you don't have to stay here all day if you don't want to.
I have nothing else to do. There's no place I'd rather be than be here with you.
You sure you wouldn't want to spend some time with George?
Where is he? I was in the bathroom and did he leave?
Yeah, he left like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, what? Why didn't he say bye?
You were in the bathroom.
Even if I'm pooping, you still say bye.
Listen, that's your family.
Okay. Gosh. Well,
I mean, that's logic.
I mean, do you know where he went?
He said he was going to go look for Katana.
I would love to spend time with him, sure, but I don't know where he would go. And so my time is spent better here with you.
The door opens and Ricky comes in.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Bobby.
Rick.
Right, they don't like each other.
How you doing?
So good.
I've been better. All right. How's your dad?
He'll be fine.
That's
good. Thanks for asking.
Hey, no problem.
Dick.
Where's okay. Everybody else?
So the power's out seemingly throughout
Weird,
the whole hospital.
Yeah. Don't know. Okay. Yep.
And I got right before that happened, I got a call from Chrissy, and she was frantic, said something about her mom disappearing, And then the line went dead. I don't know if she hung up or if it was part of the power thing. But I was going to try to head over there.
Yeah. What does she mean that her mom disappeared?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. And then where's Leanne?
I don't know that either.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody's okay. Yeah, that's a problem.
Do you think they need help with this hospital thing? It seems a little weird that in the middle of the day, power would go out.
It just seemed weird. Maybe you and I go look at a generator or something, or we know something about tech. Yeah, with your military training and my weird skills.
Okay.
I'm sure we can figure something out.
Okay.
Plus, I have an idea on something that might work. Are you good here?
Oh, yeah. Rick?
Bobby?
See you later. I mean, do you have, like, a weapon I could leave you? Or can I, like, I just...
He'll be fine.
I give him a crutch. Here's a crutch, oh, just in case...
He'll be fine.
In case someone comes in here.
He just takes it and he's like, thanks, babe.
Do you still have that gun?
I do.
On you?
But...
Like you're walking around with a
no,
weapon?
No, I have a bag.
Okay, great.
Yeah, no, it's in the bag.
Here, let's go find this. Let's go find this generator.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this and you can't tell anybody else this, Ricky, okay?
Okay.
We're out of the room. Yeah, we are out of the room.
There's a couple of nurses and doctors walking around talking about like, oh, lights are out and that kind of thing.
I might have done this. I don't know.
Like at the hospital?
Yeah, not on purpose. Not on purpose. And it's not some weird chaos black box thing.
Okay.
It's weird to say. I haven't been feeling really good since the big thing we did.
Sure. Yeah.
At the collider. And I'm seeing them and I'm hearing visions. I'm hearing and seeing other realities. I'm weirdly able, I think, to open up other realities, but I think that I can't exist or something's happening with my body because of it.
Okay. So like you're connected to something?
I'm connected to some kind of portal. I might be the reason why George and them can't go home. And I'm really scared, and I started to phase out, and I had to focus, and once I focused, that's when the power went out. Maybe it's just a coincidence,
sure.
correlation versus
causation.
Causation. Oh. Yeah.
One luck for hashtag Ellie and her weird skills.
Weird skills. That's a callback from Rocky Horror. I just remembered.
Okay. So you had to concentrate to stay here?
Okay. It sounds silly, but it was...
No, I mean, it doesn't sound silly. It's...
Look, I'm really, really scared, and I don't want anybody else. I know I'm the problem child of our friend group. And
not always.
We're all kind of falling apart a little bit.
But I don't want Bobby to know about this. I don't want anybody... You cannot tell anybody else about this.
I won't, but if it gets worse... Then I will.
I will go off somewhere.
Well, we'll try to fix it.
I guess. I don't
know. All right.
This, yeah. Let's go. Maybe I could, at least maybe I can do some good here and help with this generator.
Okay.
Okay.
As you guys start making your way, and again, it's not the biggest hospital in the world. It's not even like, there's not even another story. It's pretty much just one long kind of spot.
Small town hospital.
I'm picturing like the Scrubs Hospital.
That's a pretty big elevator.
Did it?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's only two.
They go on the roof a lot.
That's true. Then it's a two-story.
And you see a door. There is a door that's like employees only. Do not enter. It says electricity. It's got like the symbols, like lightning symbols and stuff like that.
Do you know that the symbol for someone getting electrocuted in France is a man being electrocuted? It's not like that's like a danger electric sign in France.
I did not.
My dad brought me back one once. It was like a little souvenir once.
A luck for the unlucky hashtag Chrissy.
How am I unlucky? When was I? Just because of my
you had a rough time
so you
last
failed
week.
The first roll, maybe that was
that, I'm just curious. I just want a clarification. Thank you.
Do you collect warning signs?
No, that was just a fun bit of knowledge.
Okay. All
right. Just trying to keep it light.
Okay, so if you're going to try your new ability. We probably don't want anybody else knowing that we're going in here. So you keep a lookout. I'll see if I can get us in this door.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to try to...
Door's locked.
Sure. I imagined it was. I'm going to attempt to sneak in and pick the lock to get in the door.
Great. Roll, roll Tinker.
And is this a trouble, or?
This is part of the, the trouble's actually going to be once you guys get in and have to figure out.
Fair enough.
This is its own thing.
An electricity puzzle.
Wow.
No, I will use that luck. Thank you very much.
I used the luck. That's right.
Hey, there's a success.
Aww.
Takes a good moment.
Sure.
Ellie is
got Ellie on lookout.
There is a doctor walking down the hallway. And you notice it is Bobby's doctor.
Bye. I don't even think she knows how to do that. She runs up to him and tries to distract him.
Yes, young lady.
Sir, Bobby, the last time I felt him, he was running a little bit of a fever. I was wondering if you could just go in and check on him.
Was he conscious or unconscious?
He was conscious, yeah.
At this point, you're still kind of tinkering a little, but you're hearing the clicks of the lock.
He was conscious, yeah. He just felt like he was really, really hot, and I just want to make sure that there's not, like, any kind of infection or anything. And the power outage, spooky.
Did he say anything? Was he feeling woozy? Was he, did he seem to be babbling or anything like that?
He seemed a little coherent, but he was definitely sleepy, so, there's something weird there. I don't know medicine, so you are the doctor here. You have the job. You get paid the big bucks.
Roll charm.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's because you kept on talking.
Yeah. Hey, it's a thing that Ellie doesn't do well.
Doc, 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 doc.
Yet I roll 9 dice, don't get a 6. I roll 5 dice, get 1 6.
Well, that's how that works.
So it's a success.
Oh, thank you. I'll go check on him right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Gregson.
Last tumbler. Okay.
Final click is the door.
Right. Quick.
Okay, good. I could not talk to the doctor for much longer.
All right. So we go in there and close the door behind us.
I hate this lying room, about medical things.
This room is dark and there's no windows.
Okay. I had matches before. I can look in my bag, see if they're in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Roll investigation.
Can I feel for the wall and see if there's any kind of like emergency flashlight or emergency box next to the walls?
Ooh. Also roll investigate.
Okay.
If you two make out, I swear to God.
No. Would never.
One success.
You do find your matches.
One success.
You do find the box.
Okay.
Ooh. I'll light a match so you can see it better.
Thanks. I'm going to open this box.
All right.
What's in the box?
It looks as if there was a surge. As if there's a little bit of a black kind of burn, as if like power surged through it. And
weren't you looking for...
I was looking for like an emergency box.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were looking for the fuse box.
No, I was looking for like an emergency like box where they would keep like a flashlight or a lamp or something.
I apologize.
All good.
Yes, you find an emergency
box. Wow, a surge box.
All right.
Surge protector behind the flashlight.
You do find an emergency box. You do find there is a flashlight inside.
Okay. I grab
because someone's got to use it to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I grab the flashlight. Got this.
Okay, that's better than the match.
Aww.
It's fine. Nope, it's fine.
I appreciate matches.
Says Ellie.
she's like, no, I appreciate what you did there.
I got it.
Fire safety.
On the outside, though, this looks like more of a one-story hospital. You do, with the flashlight on, see that there is a staircase that seems to lead down.
Oh.
That's interesting. I mean, it could be storage or...
Yeah.
I'm sure it's...
Would Ellie deduce, because this isn't Emily is deducing it, would Ellie deduce that this downward staircase could possibly mean that the hospital is connected to the loop and all the other underground tunnels that we've found?
It's possible.
Ooh, can we remember back to that map of the town and where everything was connected?
Who took a map? Did someone take a map? Or
it was on the wall.
That's right, it was on the wall.
And we... tried to get a good look at it. I don't know if I can remember.
Was that when we were trying to offer the boy, the other Bobby, the chicken nuggets? Yes. Scrawny Bobby chicken nuggets? Or
I believe
sad
it was
Bobby?
It was in George's bunker was the map.
Oh, George's bunker was the map.
Right.
Yeah. That is where we left that.
Can I attempt to recollect?
Roll to recollect.
Maybe not. It's been a long time.
It's fair. Roll comprehend.
Comprehend.
Roll photographic memory.
Right.
Roll real good brain juice.
No. I don't remember.
There's a fuzziness. You're trying to kind of recall it if you want to talk about with Ellie.
I'm trying to remember that map that we found of the city, that all the connections with the underground tunnels, but I can't
George's
remember if there
map.
Was one to the hospital.
Can I try to recollect?
Sure can. Roll comprehend.
Comprehend.
Do it. You got this.
Oh, that's the good one.
Oh, that's the good one.
But who knows?
That's a good.
Who knows what could happen? That's just one. Once again, only one success.
I would say, due to the fact that you had found this was the first, not knowing that George was alive or not, or what was happening, that I think a lot of this would have stuck in your memory. Maybe not quite traumatic, but something that would have
really been there.
Really glued on, yeah.
Do I remember that the hospital's connected to the tunnels?
Mm-hmm. At the time, you probably didn't really know what.
Yeah, well, sure. What
is
it?
Was
saying, yes.
A movie poster. I was probably much more focused on the movie poster. No, I'm... I think you're right. I think the hospital is connected to the tunnels. Well, we have a predicament here. Well, yeah. I don't know if we should go exploring. We have to help Chrissy. We're just here to...
Fix the power,
but we should remember this.
Okay.
Or maybe we just take a quick peek and see. Oh, no.
I can't believe you're not coming straight for me.
We should probably get the power back
on. Yeah, let's see if we can get this power back on.
I can't trust no one.
So as you're looking around, so the choice was not to go down the staircase at this point.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
Fantastic.
Never good to work for.
As you
here's this thing, don't do it. Okay, great.
As there's this flashlight and you start making your way down this sort of dark, not too deep, it's a hallway, but it's not crazy. And there is a door on the other end.
Okay.
That says fuse box. There's a sign on there.
Okay.
Well, here we go.
Seems to be where we need to go.
Are you doing okay, Ricky?
I mean, my dad's in the hospital.
Oh my gosh,
so
your dad's in the hospital?
I don't know if I mentioned that yet.
No.
Yeah,
is anybody else we know in the hospital?
Probably.
Well, that's a bad sign.
He's going to be okay, though. He's a little busted up.
It
was a car accident.
Oh, my gosh.
But
do you know about Carol?
He's going to be okay.
No!
You do.
Oh, no, I do. Yes, that's right. Carol is also here
in
the hospital. She'll also be fine.
What happened to Carol?
Her arm, I think. There's a lot going on.
Oh
but she's
gosh,
but she's
right.
fine. She's walking around.
Okay, that's good. As long as she's walking around. Is your
yes.
dad... You sure your dad's okay?
Yeah,
that
no.
That sounds bad.
They got him all bandaged up. It's gonna be a little while, but he's gonna be okay.
Oh my gosh!
I gotta remember. I gotta call his girlfriend when we get all the power. Okay. Anyway, lots of things to remember.
I get it. Okay, let's turn on this fuse box and make sure everybody's okay.
Yes. All right. Let's go in that room.
Who's gonna die?
Oh my gosh!
So you go in the room, and you see the fuse box there, and you see that it does look like it's been surged. A little bit of a burnout.
Do you know how to fix this?
I mean,
like in a regular way.
I've got vehicular knowledge.
Yeah, sure.
I'm real good at fixing cars, so maybe I can figure out something here. I mean, it's all just a connection of ports and whatnot.
Yeah. Okay. I'll hold the flashlight for you.
Thank you. I'm gonna try to rewire this fuse box.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Roll program.
Ooh, you got good on that one, right?
No, I'm not. Ellie's a bookworm. She's not a computer geek. So
that
even though
correct.
She does love video games, I had her more of a knowledge person rather than a techie. So, once again, maybe a little bit of roll.
What just happened?
I'm going to use another luck.
She's short-circuited.
She went to the computer world.
That's one success. Yay. Thank you so much for that look. I needed it.
So you are out of that trouble as you are able to fuse the box together. And as the lights come back on and power is back in the hospital.
Okay, good. Right. I thought I was going to have to, and that sounds crazy, open another portal to another reality where this fuse box would be working and on, take that fuse box out of that reality, put it here, and that way everything would be fine. I'm glad I just figured out how to do it normally.
Let's definitely try not to do that too much.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I should probably not try to
We've seen
open
with
things.
Chaos and everything else, so...
Yeah, I'll just try to put a lid on it. Okay. Nope, no powers today.
As we cut back to Chrissy's house.
I'm now in the kitchen, and I'm grabbing the canned items. Mm-hmm. not a lot, but Mama's got to eat.
Fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Roll comprehend.
Oh, God, why? Huh? You obviously don't want me to succeed. I'll use my luck, this unlucky woman. Nope. Got some bum dice today.
You stop for a moment, and you're thinking about where your mom could have possibly gone. And at that moment, it's very quick thought as it kind of passes. You're wondering what that vision could have meant to you.
She can't be gone. But she is. I know she is. But I can find her. I know I can. I have no idea where she is, but you can find her. You have to do this alone. Every time someone gets close to you, they get hurt.
Roll heart.
With our powers combined.
Captain.
One, two, success!
You start to smell something.
What?
It smells like it's coming from upstairs.
Uh-oh.
I take out my gun.
Okay.
That is loaded.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
That I am trained in. And slowly walk up the steps. So as I cheerleader sneak up the steps.
Okay. The smell's getting stronger and stronger.
What does it smell like? Do I like this smell?
No.
I pull the cock back slowly, silently. And I, like, you know, I, like, FBI, like, wait around one corner.
The smell, because we established that from the staircase, your room and everything is this way, your mom's is this way.
Oh, no.
The smell is coming from your mom's room.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Cameron. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does it resemble the smell of the dead body that we went to after Millie's?
Roll comprehend.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you? You sick man. Oh, it was almost a success! I don't recognize. I can't tell. I can't quite tell.
Can't tell. It's very bad, though.
Oh, gosh.
I've started to breathe through my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And is the door open?
No. As you're getting closer, you're hearing the sound of a shower running.
What? I kick the door in.
You're not going to try the handle?
No, I kick it in like.
Okay, roll force.
A cop. I don't like this. I don't like this one bit at all. No success.
Really you good. Kick, the door does not budge.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Very good wood.
I listen to see if I hear someone react.
You just hear shower running.
Okay, so I slowly turn the handle. Does it open?
Yes.
Okay. Slowly open the door. My dramatic entrance didn't work. And I peek around to see if I see anybody.
You don't see anybody.
How bad is the smell?
Once you've opened that door, it is. It really kind of takes over the room.
Like all the windows are closed and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's also. The windows are fogged up as if hot water had been running.
Is the door of the bathroom open?
Yes.
Can I see it?
Yes.
How far?
To the structure of the bathroom would be the door, because it goes in a little bit, and the toilet's on one side, the shower's on the other, and a full mirror on the wall. So when you're looking in, you're pretty much seeing yourself looking back.
Oh, so it's like straight on?
Yep.
So the door's pretty much wide open?
Yep.
But I can't see into the shower?
Nope.
I put the gun down.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk towards the bathroom.
As the smell's growing stronger and stronger.
And I put my hand over my mouth. And I come to the threshold of the bathroom. And the door is open which way? Into the bathroom?
Yes.
Hiding, obscuring the shower?
No. I would
obscuring
say once
the toilet.
Yeah, the door opens, it would open to like a covered area with towels and
so
stuff.
So it's not
like that.
Obscuring anything. I look to the shower.
You see a pair of legs.
I run and I pull the curtain showers back. Shower curtain back, and is it her?
Yep.
What does she look like?
She looks purple.
I drop the gun. And like waterlogged purple, you mean?
No, but more like there's not very clearly any life there.
Very clearly, there's no sense in checking pulse.
Roll investigate. 5 and there's nothing there.
I just sit down and I hold her hand.
As you open her hand up, a gold coin.
I don't do anything else.
We cut to a week later at the funeral. Chrissy's family is in the living room, black suits, black ties, conversing with each other. Some of Chrissy's cheerleading squad are there. Chrissy's ex-boyfriend, Bobby, in college.
Stupid idiot.
Her friends, Ricky's dad, in a temporary wheelchair until he can get better, is before the funeral itself, and Chrissy's dad is there.
Stop looking at me. I'd like to be legally emancipated from you.
We can talk about that later.
No, I'd like you to say and agree to it right now.
Don't make today about you, kid, okay? As he gets up and walks out of the room.
What a fucking asshole. Where am I?
I would say you're in the living room.
Oh, so at the funeral, we haven't gone to the funeral.
It hasn't happened yet, no.
What am I doing at the house still? Fuck, creepy.
Would my mom and parents be there too? Or are they going to meet
would
me
mom
at the
be
funeral?
There?
Like, would they meet at the funeral?
I think that would be up to you if you thought they should come with you to the house or if you prefer they meet you at the funeral.
I feel like my mom would come with me to the house because she, we had a bunch of sleepovers. She knew Christy's mom really well because we grew up as kids.
Yes, I would agree. And yes, Mima is there.
So what has been my mom's reaction? Is she accustomed now to young Mima?
I think there is probably a degree of looking at this woman with somewhat distrust,
yeah,
but not
okay,
100%. Like, not truly knowing how to exactly deal.
Okay.
But being okay, like, I'll take what you're telling me as fact.
Okay, so I assume that they're there, but I'm looking for Ellie, so I'm away from my parents and or from my mom and Mima, and I'm just looking for Ellie. Ellie.
I feel like Ellie's sitting outside because she's thinking about something right now.
So I'd say we cut to the outside of the house. You have found Ellie.
Yeah, Ellie. What's going on? You've hardly spoken to me this whole week.
It's funny. We just take people for granted, don't we? I mean, even though Chrissy and I drifted apart, her mom was one of these people that helped raise me. And, Leanne, I'm going to tell you something crazy, and I'm probably going to ask you to try and stop me, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
What if there was a way... I'm sure Chrissy would hate me, and I just... What if there was a way I could bring Chrissy's mom back to life?
Stop. We are not doing that.
Okay.
Look at me.
Look at me. Isn't it helping?
You are not going to do that.
I could help, though. Like, we all have other people. Chrissy just had her mom.
She has us, too. She's not alone.
I brought something else back to life. I want to help. I know it's crazy. I just want to help.
You know,
I know it would be a bad thing, but I just want to do a good thing.
You listen to me right now. If you do that, the ferryman's going to come back and he's going to take somebody else. I'm sorry that happened to her. I don't know what to do. I would die if it would give Chrissy her mom back. But everything has an effect. It's not about just one person. It's about the universe.
You're right. I won't do it.
Come with me.
Okay.
We need to find Chrissy. We need to make her feel better. Okay.
Okay, I won't do anything.
Her mama's gone. It's our job to help her.
You're right.
I give her some tissue.
So we cut to back inside the house. So Chrissy sits in the living room, and someone you did know was still around comes up and places her hand on your shoulders.
Fuck!
She squeezes your shoulders as you look up and you see it is Nancy.
I didn't know you were here.
I didn't know if you'd want me here.
No.
But I thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, no. I appreciate it.
This is usually where it's like, you know, you try to say something or, hey, let's wrap it all up in a beautifully written thing or something, but I'm just going to sit here with you, okay?
Sure, fine.
And she sits down on the couch next to you and squeezes your hand. So we cut to the kitchen, where Ricky is with his dad.
Mm-hmm. You comfortable enough? Is this okay?
I'm fine.
Do you need anything to eat? They've got lots of stuff over here.
Stop distracting yourself with me and go talk to her.
You sure you're okay, though?
I'm good.
All right.
As Ricky walks out of the kitchen into the living room, you see Nancy and Chrissy in silence, mm-hmm, sitting on the couch.
I'm going to stay a respectful distance away and just try to catch Chrissy's eye and just give her a little wave.
Teenagers.
Chrissy.
Oh, God!
No, it's fine. Roll.
Is it?
Yeah. Roll comprehend. Roll comprehend.
Here, I'm just going to make you roll fails. fail.
You don't see
the... Oh, wait. Little... Forgive me. I'm with my anchor, so I get my die back.
This is true.
And I still didn't know.
Great. You don't see the little wave.
No, I didn't think I was. I didn't want to anyway.
Oh.
I don't think I'm paying attention to much.
Sure.
Yeah.
You notice she did not catch that.
Sure. I'm gonna do like an orbit around the room, slowly making my way closer. Okay.
Take a turn around the room.
I was just gonna say, it's so Jane Austen.
Seeing who else is there.
So you're walking around and you're seeing some of the other cheerleaders, some kids from school, and Chrissy's dad, who the last time we saw you was at the lake house.
Yeah, that was an interesting time.
Yeah.
As he looks at you and then kind of looks away, trying not to catch your eye.
Sure. I'll just keep staring at him, so just make it awkward for him.
Yeah.
As you keep orbiting the room, as Nancy looks over and goes, I think Ricky's trying to get your attention.
He's just
I release Nancy's hand. I look up, and there's Ricky. I look away.
I'll walk over, and she knows I'm there, so.
Do you want me to go?
No, unless you want to.
Hey, Nancy.
Ricky.
Chrissy, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm not good.
No?
No.
How's your dad?
He's all right. I got him parked in the kitchen. He's eating something.
You need something?
No, I just wanted to see how you're doing.
I'm good.
You don't have to be.
Okay. And?
Okay.
I am.
All right. Let me know if you need anything.
Sure.
Chrissy has a hashtag vision where she wakes up to a mirror shattering into 100 pieces.
Well, that is halfway to a vision like that, so hot if people damn. Want to pay for the other half of that, we will get there.
That's a good vision.
I like it. Excuse me. And I excuse myself and go to the bathroom.
Okay. Which bathroom?
Downstairs bathroom. I haven't been upstairs.
As you go into the bathroom, close the door and lock it behind you.
I thought you said as you. Like you're...
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
My mistake.
It was a prompt.
Yeah, no. I just splashed some water on my face. And sit on... I thought I turned that off. And sit on the toilet. Not like in a peeing way, but like on the closed seat. But if I had to pee, I might. Excuse me. Talked about pee, talked about poop. You know, it's great.
Sure.
As you sit there for a moment, people start getting into their cars, getting ready to go to the funeral.
On the bathroom door? A minute.
We're going. Your dad.
Too bad it wasn't you.
And you hear footsteps hitting the floor as he's walking away.
I am not gonna go.
Okay. As we cut to the church, you guys are taking your seats.
Can I say one thing?
Go for it.
George has been in hiding this week.
Yes.
He has not come forward.
No.
No. Yeah. I just want to make sure, because my whole family's there. I just want to make sure that George
sure,
is
yeah.
clear that George is not there.
As you guys start to take your seats, family or together?
I'm with Ellie. So Ellie and her family. I'm with Ellie and her family, and then my mom and mom are a little bit further back. Yep. I've just been tailing her because I know that we need to help. So,
Ricky, you're sitting down next to your dad, who's not in the other pew. As the pallbearers bring the casket in, set it down in the front of the church, and the priest comes up, says the opening sermon, before finally saying, "And we would like to have the opening prayer done by the young daughter, Chrissy, who's lost her mother." As the priest sits back, the church waits and waits. As Chrissy's dad looks around, sighs, and goes up to the pew himself. This is the first three of you have noticed Chrissy is not there.
I immediately make eyes at Ricky.
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know. She's not here. Should we do something? I guess, but is it? I mean, we're pretty close to the front of the church.
I don't care. Where we're sitting, is there anybody who's like a friend that we know who I can ask to just keep an eye on my dad?
Oh,
I hate
no.
to leave him, but I mean, there are lots of people here, I'm sure.
Well, but his girlfriend, I think, would be there, right?
Somebody yeah.
She'd be there.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like your girlfriend would meet us at the church.
And what's her name? I need to write her name down.
Hannah?
Linda.
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 Thank you.
Yeah.
Linda, the good witch.
Linda.
And I would say, you're going to roll charm to see if you can convince Linda that you need to go.
Let's see how charming it can be. Mm-hmm. Not especially.
Ooh, she going to be me.
Linda, can... I got to go and take care of something.
What?
Can you... You and my dad are going to be fine.
What, you got homework? What are you talking about? We're at a funeral.
I know. I have something I need to go and do.
Yeah, what?
It's something private.
You're not my mom.
Dad, you'll understand, okay? Just...
As your dad leans over, what are you doing?
I gotta go take care of something real quick. I'll be back as soon as I can. You've got Linda here. You're fine. You're set.
We're in the middle of a funeral. We're in the third row. People are gonna see you.
I don't care.
What you want to do, kid?
And I just get up and I walk out.
Great, but because you failed that roll, you trip.
Oh, no.
Okay.
On what?
Like the carpet?
Carpet, just... Yeah.
As people turn...
Hit the corner of that
Chris's
pew.
Dad stops what he's saying and looks down.
Ellie, should we go? Yes. Okay.
I turn to my mom and I'm just going to be super honest with her.
Yeah.
Chrissy's not here. I need to go look for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we just get out.
We're not trying to be sneaky. We're just
we're like,
go to the aisle.
Ricky, as you're standing up, you're seeing the two of them.
Yeah. We're coming. We're coming behind you.
Sorry. Okay. And we're Ricky.
Chrissy, what are you doing?
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Think about it.
Hashtag Vision Deputy Rice realizes he is the last officer alive that isn't undercover. That makes him acting police chief, and he really needs to deputize some new recruits, including junior detectives.
We'll get to that.
Oh, dang.
Interesting.
Phillips.
I am drinking.
Where?
In the car.
Where's the car parked?
In the garage.
Okay.
We're at the church though, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So she's at, you're at home?
Yeah, she's at home.
She did not come to the funeral.
Okay.
I feel like we look around the parking lot for Chrissy's car.
Oh, I don't have a car. It's my mom's car. No, it's my car.
We look around for her mom. Just the Chrissy.
Just so we're
Chrissy
clear.
Family
we look
vehicle.
For the Jacobson vehicle.
Jake.
That isn't her dad.
Jacobs. Hi, I'm...
Hello.
Hello.
Whoa. Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's so funny.
That's funny.
So, you guys haven't seen Chrissy since we left her house, have you?
I mean, I didn't even get to say hi to her. I was being selfish and silly and thinking a weird thought. We got to go back to her house. I'm assuming that she's probably there. She's not here.
She's not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I got my keys.
Great. Okay. You are the one with the car.
Yep.
As we cut to, go ahead.
The car is on. Okay. Oh, and the door is closed.
No.
Great.
Oh, I figured.
So as we cut to the garage and you are drinking, you suddenly feel blackness come around you. First, you think probably that it is you passing out.
Sure. Which is want to happen.
As your eyes close, you open them again, and you see Deputy Rice sitting in the passenger seat.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Creepy.
How'd you get here?
His mouth is moving, but you're not hearing any words.
Stop fucking playing around, asshole!
Roll comprehend.
God damn it.
Can you read lips, Chrissy?
No. No, I guess not. Nope.
The mouth keeps moving. And starts to more, you're hearing it, but it's actually coming across like gibberish. But the mouth, the words are not matching up with what the mouth is saying.
Am I hearing the words, or is it just too jumbly?
It sounds like a jumble.
Got it.
Kind of mess.
It's
like bad syncing.
I grab him by the collar, and I'm like, give me my fucking mom back!
As he just stares off past you.
Fuck you! I'm calling the ferryman! I'll fucking take me instead!
Roll comprehend again.
Can't I roll charm or something? Sneak. Oh, success.
I want to sneak my way.
The jumble starts to turn into actual words that you're now understanding. And it keeps saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Fuck you. If you were a better cop, she wouldn't have died.
Suddenly you hear in the back seat of the car somebody go, are you looking for a ride?
Oh gosh. I look in the rear view mirror.
And you see the driver.
Oh shit.
Where's my mom?
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
Then why are you here?
I'm here to take you to somebody who might know a thing about that.
Oh, no, don't do it.
Then stop fucking with me and just take me.
Oh, you're agreeing?
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, no.
As he opens the back door, gets out, goes to the driver's side.
Scoot over.
Okay.
And as you do, you notice Officer Rice has disappeared.
Good. He's useless anyway.
No.
As the driver gets in and closes the door.
You sure?
Oh, gosh. Why else did you come if you didn't know I was going to say yes?
It's always good to ask. Buckle up, baby.
As he puts the car in gear and starts driving, as the darkness envelops and goes around, the three of you get to Chrissy's house.
Can I roll to see if something is off?
I have to pee.
If you sense, if I sense that she's
roll
gone.
Roll heart.
Heart. Is Bobby still in the hospital? Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty wound. That's one success.
One success. As you guys start to approach, you do feel like there's something missing, something's off. It's almost as if air has momentarily been sucked out.
She's not here.
What do you mean?
She's not here.
Well, let's check the house.
No. She's not here. Ellie, you're not listening. She's not here. She left.
Well, where?
Where would she go? How would she leave?
I don't know how she would leave. I mean, I don't think we had any more boxes.
I mean, Echo. It's probably back at your house, right?
Is he on a leash now?
Yeah, I got him a leash. He's...
I mean, unless Ricky? She did something...
Ricky?
Oh, gosh.
Do you think she's trying to fix something? You think she's trying to get somebody?
Do I hear the car running in the garage?
Oh, yeah, where's
or
the car?
Is it still?
Roll investigate.
It might not even be there.
Whoa.
I had a thought earlier. I don't know if it's still if it's still valid or not. At one point, I was going to suggest to the group.
Yes.
At some point, if we should all carry some of the ferryman coins with us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people would agree. Would have agreed to that or not?
Yeah, I think
I'm sure I would have.
I think we're all aware. And I mean, honestly, she had that coin. She could have just as easily called him right away too. I think that after the treehouse, I'm pretty sure we divvied him up and probably keep him on our person.
Yeah,
because I always keep a little backpack with me. So
Does beg the question then. Since we all have the coins, wouldn't I have tried? Or does it have to work under a certain circumstance? Or can
it's just payment? I don't think it's a teleportation. Yeah, it's not like a purple box.
Great.
It's just payment.
It's just some.
Well, it's just some kind of.
We don't know exactly.
We don't know. Yeah.
So, but it's just something.
We think. It's payment.
I had it written down from before, but it's.
And question: did I? Never mind. Never mind.
So how'd you do on your
two successes?
Ooh, you do hear the car.
I immediately run up and try to pull open the garage door.
Yeah, I help her.
Roll force,
both
of you.
What kind of garage door is it?
Old.
Old. Okay.
Force. Oh,
fair
man.
Enough. Yeah, it's kind of got
lifted. Five dice.
Did you announce that you hear a car running in there? Or did you just run up there?
We both heard.
I think Ellie's like, wait, listen, and kind of gets everybody's attention. You hear the car, and it's like, there's a car running in the garage.
And we want to know she's gone, if she's actually gone.
Ellie failed. Well, not surprisingly, failed lifting up a garage.
Oh
my gosh!
I didn't get anything either.
It was just not budging.
I'm not even gonna roll. I'm gonna take.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was
going
to say, I'm gonna take my pride,
the
weightlifting that we did at school, and I'm just going to...
Pride
that
shit.
It's that crazy adrenaline that you get in
the pride on that shit.
And as you grab and pull it up the garage door, the exhaust comes billowing out of the garage.
Check the car! Check the car!
And we did reach 250, so you guys hear inside the trunk of the car.
Well, Ellie's going to run up to the front of the car first.
There's no one in there.
Is
there
the
any
trunk.
Kind of remnants of, like, because she said she was drinking. Is there any?
Forgive
I would
me.
Say there is.
250 is extended trouble. And
You're right. I apologize. You're right. It is an extended trouble. Thank you so
Ellie,
much.
Ellie, pop the trunk. Okay.
She pops the trunk.
Well, first I turn off the car.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's common. Yeah.
Yeah.
You turn it off. Pop the trunk.
Pops
it. Yeah. So what do I see in the trunk?
What you see when you look inside the trunk is two suitcases.
I go to open the first one.
And inside are men's clothing.
I rifle through it. And I try to see what style of clothes they are.
They look similar to Chrissy's dad's.
I check the other one.
Yeah, what's in the other one?
There are women's clothing.
What is he?
Does it look like Chrissy's clothing?
No.
Chrissy's mom's clothing.
Yes.
Oh. Why are these in this car?
Well, it's her mom's car. Maybe she was taking her husband's clothing to him, or...
I would have
who knows,
given
maybe,
that a goodwill.
Well,
I
maybe they were on the mend.
What?
Maybe they were getting back together. I mean, Chrissy's mom, she had a job. She was doing really, really well for a few months here. Maybe things were on the mend and we just didn't know about it.
Did Chrissy's dad bring his girlfriend?
No.
Well, why would...
Look, this clothing, sure, it's important, but where's Chrissy?
Did they, did the coroner rule what the death was?
Heart attack.
Fucking 45-year-old woman. No.
Yeah. I don't know where she went, but she's... I don't...
And you're right, 250 is an extended trouble as the garage door slams shut.
Oh, no, I'm going to kill my friends!
I did turn off the car, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's quite
weird.
That was... Oh, okay.
Hello? Who's here? That's a manual door, right? It's not automatic?
Well, I'm just going to see if I can open it back up.
Okay.
Roll just body.
Body.
Just body. Ow. Extended trouble.
Nope.
Sure can't. That is failing the trouble, so you have now a condition.
Sure.
Oh, we really need those lucks tonight.
Yeah. You hurt your fingies real bad.
A bit of a pinch.
Ugh. It's stuck.
Ellie's going to try the, like, I'm assuming that the garage is connected to, like, probably the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to try the kitchen door.
Fantastic. I'm actually going to have you roll. You're going to roll, actually, comprehend on this.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Just check in to see.
Oh, that's three successes. Okay, wow. Good.
Fantastic.
I comprehend the hell out of the store.
Oh, you failed your extended trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh no, he suffers a condition.
Yeah, the condition, yeah.
So you are out of trouble. You're not suffered a condition, but what does happen is because you succeeded on the comprehend, the world starts to kind of blur a bit.
Oh, and you just, I picture Ellie just frozen at the door.
And you start to hear a conversation. It sounds like it's coming from the car, but no one was in the car. So you ready to meet the ferryman?
Drop your act.
What act?
This act. I know what I'm doing.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What are you doing?
I'm doing the right thing. It should have been me.
Oh, you're gonna trade?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
That's an idea.
Ellie turns to the car.
And there's no one there.
But I just hear it.
And it's almost like the world has a spinning top. As you do see the driver and Chrissy surrounded by blackness and then the garage.
Hashtag vision. Chrissy sees herself at a meeting in a church basement introducing herself in a hospital bed shivering with an IV drip, alone in the park with an empty bottle. Finally, she looks into a mirror and sees her mother's face looking back at her.
We will get to that.
Oh my god.
What is... What did I do?
So like a spinning top, you're seeing blackness, the driver, Chrissy, the garage. Blackness, the driver, Chrissy, the garage.
Ellie sinks down because she's getting sick. Yeah.
And you see Ellie sink.
Ellie. Ellie? I run up to her. Ellie.
Don't say anything!
I guess your mom has a lot to live for, eh?
She's much more important than I am.
Ooh. If you say so.
I do.
Chrissy! Chrissy!
Oh, I know.
As the world starts to solidify back to normal.
What's going on?
What did you see?
She's on her way to the ferryman. She's gonna trade herself for her mom.
What an idiot.
We have to get there. What are we doing? She's almost there. If she does it.
One moment.
Hashtag Ricky, you gotta save her again.
Oh. Ricky has a luck.
Thank you very much.
I wanna call Echo.
Okay. Roll contact.
Yeah. We need to. First thing we need to do is get there.
We can get there. Just need Echo.
Also, Ellie, now that she's on the ground, she's kind of sitting there. She's saying her mantra to herself just to make sure that she's still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Contact is heart. Okay. Great. Heart.
I'm here. I'm present. I am in the moment. I am present. I am in the moment. I am present. I am in the moment.
You're okay.
That's two successes.
Nice.
What is the call to Echo?
I put my.
Is it both pinkies?
Yeah.
Here, boy.
I do this. Like, oh.
As Echo poof appears in the garage, jumps up and starts licking your face.
It worked. It worked. He's here. Okay. Echo. 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 Stop. Chrissy. The ferryman. Do you understand the ferryman?
As we cut to the car.
Oh gosh.
You think you know everything? Tell me something I don't know.
Well, I'm just the driver.
Oh, is that it? Well, then you're not very important, then.
Well, sometimes working for important people makes you important enough, eh?
Oh, who do you work for?
I think you know.
So you, like, cool. Cool, good job, man. You're good job. You work for somebody that kills people.
One man's poison's another man's steak.
My mom tastes pretty good then.
Oh, we don't eat them.
Then what's the metaphor?
Metaphors. One person's bad thing is another person's good thing. It's not that hard.
Well, that's the collapse of a civilization, but...
Sometimes you gotta bulldoze a couple things to make room for something new.
And how does taking her make something new happen? What something new? What could she possibly be worth?
I don't know the plan. I'm just
all right,
driver.
Then stop fucking talking.
Great view, eh? As you look out the window, you start to see a room come around you.
Do I recognize the room?
It looks like a basement.
Do I recognize that basement?
It seems very similar to the area. One moment.
Hashtag vision. Chrissy sees a vision of a group of high school girl gossiping, spreading rumors. She hears one say her mother's name, and then another says suicide, and then a third says drug overdose.
Oh my gosh, poor Chrissy.
The room looks very similar to the kind of underground area where you guys found the tiny Bobby.
So I take it this is where I'm supposed to step out.
All right, moving.
You're a fucking smart ass. You know that?
You step out of the car. You stand. Suddenly chairs start to peer around you.
Like in like a stadium way?
No, in like a AA way.
Oh, cool. But I don't know that. I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
As the chairs around you, and they start to soon be seated, but you can't see who the figures are.
Is there like a podium?
No, everyone's on the same level.
Oh, I see, because we're all in a circle. I stay on the outside of the circle.
And as the figures start to manifest, coming out of the shadows, they are all your mother.
I look back at the driver.
Car's gone, driver's gone.
I feel sick, but is there a seat for me? Like, is it clear that, like...
Yes.
Okay, so I sit down.
As they all look at you, you feel hands on top of your shoulder, and you hear your mother's voice go, "If it's your first time, you don't have to talk, but if you want to talk, you can. We're here to listen."
Okay.
Hello, everybody, and as we all know, if you need to say something, say it. How's everyone doing? How's everyone's week? And they all start to respond in different ways. And one does not break eye contact with you.
Are you supposed to take me to the fairy man?
And a tear drops down her face.
Get you out of this, I promise.
And she starts to tremble.
It's okay. I'm fine. It's fine. Don't be scared, I promise.
The trembling gets more and more violent as she starts to seize in the chair.
It's okay, please.
And falls to the ground.
I'm sorry I wasn't there. I'm sorry I couldn't do anything. I go to grab her. Stop her. Like, hold her.
And as you grab her and hold her and look up, you see, you feel her kind of disintegrate away. As you see one of them, the others, making their way down a hallway. One moment.
Okay, now I feel love. Hashtag vision. Chrissy sees a bunch of puppies and kittens playing together.
The person was saying they feel bad. That's perfectly fine. As you see one of the mothers running down a corridor.
I accept the fact that this mom went away. I get up and I start following after that mother.
The hallway soon starts to turn into lockers, school, and you start hearing a group of girls talking.
Can I hear them?
Not at first. And then you start to slowly hear your name.
Does it sound like gossip and mean things?
Yes.
I just walk right past.
You then hear them say your mother's name, and they start to giggle.
I stop. I turn around and I burst into the room.
And as you burst in, you see all the girls are actually your mother's age at that time. She would have been 16.
Wait. So it's my... is it a room full of my moms, or...?
But they're all around 16 years old.
And what do they look like?
Pregnant.
I didn't know.
As they all stop and look at you.
I'm sorry. I stole your life.
They all start to nod.
I was a mistake.
As blood starts to run down their legs.
I'm sorry. And I, like, stagger out and, like, run down the corridor.
And as you run out the corridor, suddenly surrounded by you, surrounded around you, seems to be much brighter, much happier, as it looks like a bunch of people playing with puppies and animals.
Yeah, but this is not part of my goal for being here. So, like, I see all the puppies and animals, but I'm like, what's the reason?
And as you see, it's your mother, around age 20. Picking up one of these puppies and talking to a young 3-year-old.
And what does she say?
She hands the 3-year-old the puppy with a smile on her face as the 3-year-old holds the puppy, looks up at the mother, and says, "I like this one better." And walks away from the mother holding the puppy.
You brat! You total brat! You completely took her for granted.
As you see a young man, as you recognize to be your father, around the age of 21, seemingly hitting on the person who owns the dogs.
I go to, like, push him.
And as you go to push him, a car pulls up on the side, and the driver sticks his head out. You done screwing around?
What fucking game are you playing with me?
No game.
Why the fuck am I here then?
You're trying to meet the ferryman. It ain't a straightaway journey.
Get in the back seat, motherfucker.
You like any music?
Fuck off.
Okay. As he turns the radio on and starts playing your mother's favorite song. We cut back to the garage.
What a piece of shit.
Echo. Can you do this? Can you take us to the ferryman? Please. I know. But it's the only way we're going to save Chrissy. Please. Echo.
As Echo looks around, tilts his head, and puts his head back, and lets out a long, mournful howl. As you all... We cut to the car as the driver parks. He's the exit.
Another fucking game?
Why don't you get out and see?
You get off on this, don't you? You literally jerk off to this. Creep. I get out.
The car doesn't so much drive away as much as darkness envelops it, and it seems to just disappear.
And what? Am I surrounded in darkness?
At first, as little lights start to pop up, green, blue, red, purple, gold, green, blue, red, purple, gold, like a walkway.
Are they puzzle boxes or are they just lights?
They are lights.
No peach lights?
Not as of yet.
Ooh.
We're fucking with the world. I make my processional down the walkway, following the lights.
As you follow the lights forward, you start to hear singing. It's something you haven't heard for a long time. But it seems to click into an old part of your memory. It's almost like an old smell you haven't smelled forever. It's your mom. Singing what sounds like a lullaby.
It emboldens me.
As you start making your way forward, and through the light, you start to see a man standing and seemingly bobbing his head to the song.
Do I recognize this man as the ferryman?
It's a pretty fair guess that it's the ferryman.
Oh, but it could be Dr. Lucas Ferryman, and I don't know that.
Right. When suddenly your three friends appear.
Oh, no, right, you guys!
In front of you.
Chrissy!
Whatever you're about to do, you can't do it. You know that.
Send them away.
Who are you talking to?
The ferryman.
Stop, Chrissy.
The ferryman no. tilts his head.
If you send us away, we're coming back. Chrissy, if you trade places, that's what he wants. He wants you to do this. I put a leash on
Echo,
so I keep
him close. The ferryman has been lurking around town for God knows how long.
Send them away.
If he separates us, he wins! Chrissy! Chrissy, what if I told you I could bring her back? Chrissy!
The ferryman puts his hands up, and the three of you suddenly find yourself in the cemetery with the casket being lowered.
Shit, fuck, no! Ellie's gonna open up a portal!
Oh, fuck!
Roll comprehend.
Okay. She is not happy.
And we are only $75 away from a Echoplex.
Are you sure you can do this?
74. One luck says yes. Oh gosh, this is not gonna be good though.
That was one success?
That was one success.
One success, okay.
Did I say one luck?
Yeah.
I said one success, sorry.
Figured.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, guys. She's gonna try and go.
So did you get the 6 hours? Did you get the success?
I got one success, yeah.
As you start to concentrate...
But is Echo still with us?
Yeah, I have a leash. I have him close to me.
Yeah, Echo, because of the leash, Echo is still with you.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Thank God you got a leash.
It's very true.
Because I had a feeling something was going to happen, so I was
leashes.
Keep him close.
As you start to concentrate, and only you go.
Yeah. Of course.
The other two still in the cemetery. As your mom looks over at you and looks over at the dog. And Mima looks over at the dog and looks over at you.
Meemaw. Chrissy's trying to trade herself with the ferryman.
We cut back to you with the ferryman. As he turns around with a smile on his face. You want to make a deal with the ferryman?
Why'd you take her?
Seemed to work out pretty well.
For
Got
who?
You here, didn't it?
Yes, is that what you wanted?
Yes.
Why?
It's easier to separate you four if you're not together.
What do you want with us?
To stop.
Stop what?
Being in the way.
Of what?
That's all you get. Are you here to make a deal, or are you wasting my time?
I'm not wasting your time. You wasted my time.
What's your deal? Ellie appears.
I don't say anything.
I give you Ellie.
Oh, I just reach out my hand to you.
As the ferryman turns and looks. For who?
My mother.
Deal. As he puts up his hand and Chrissy disappears. And you find yourself alone with the ferryman.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
So your friend has traded you for their mother.
Yep.
Fantastic. Is there a deal you would like to make? Or do you wish to stay here with me? Think of the adventures we could have. Think of the things you've already seen.
I'll trade my mother.
What?
Really?
Ellie! What?
I give you my mother.
What?
Deal. As you disappear, find yourself back at the cemetery with Ricky and Leanne, as your mother seems to fall to the ground convulsing.
What the hell is going on?
Miss Parker! Ellie just sinks to the ground and just holds her mom in her lap.
What's
going on?
Doing?
And you start to hear on the coffin.
Oh, no!
As it's going into the ground.
I made a deal.
What did you do?
Mima. Chrissy tried to sell me, so I traded my place with my mom.
As we cut to Chrissy, in the garage, the car's not on.
Right.
As you find yourself in the garage.
I'm sure Ellie got out of it.
What the fuck?
I run over and I slap Ellie. No, I'm trying to hold my mom!
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to go open that casket.
Yeah.
How? It is locked.
Why is it locked?
They lock coffins.
What? Why?
They lock them.
I wish I didn't know that, but I do know that.
Yep.
So people don't steal corpses?
Yes.
Yes.
Or valuables of corpses that are on corpses. They do lock them.
I'm just trying...
Maybe not in the
80s. I'm going to look around for something that I can try to smash it open.
You picked a lock earlier.
That's true. But
I'm
not in that mindset to pick a lock right now.
Okay,
is there anything that I can just try to break it open with?
Roll investigate.
Oh.
You are an expert lock pick, right?
Sometimes.
Ooh.
One success.
You find a pretty decent looking rock.
Okay. Then I'm going to smash it.
As you just roll force.
Ooh, big rolls.
And I'm still injured from that garage door, so I'm down one.
It's true, yes, it's very true.
That is 3 successes.
Wow.
You're real so you good. Are able to smash this coffin as the area where you would put the key comes off the wood.
And then throw that door open.
And Chrissy's mom sits up, gasping for breath.
And the entire congregation, like, passes out.
There's a mix of people passing out. Some people are screaming.
Yeah.
Your father's running over to his wife.
Mom, I just want to tell you that I love you and I forgive you for everything you did and I just want you to forgive me, please.
Ellie, what the fuck? And I hit her. What is wrong with you?
Why did Chrissy try to sell me? If you don't understand, if we separate, we die. We have to be together. That's all the ferryman wants is if we separate. And so we're in the end game
now. Do you think you're God?
No!
You and Chrissy both think that you're God and you can play games like this. It's not okay.
I'm God. I am making a sacrifice here. I know we all 4 have to be together, and I'm the person who has plenty of people who I can lose, okay? I don't want you losing your family. I don't want Ricky losing his family. I don't want Chrissy losing her family. If it's gonna be me, let me do something right. We'll fix this. We'll save everyone.
I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be your friend. I don't trust you.
One moment.
Oh my.
Hashtag vision. Chrissy sees her mom standing above a crib holding a pillow and slowly lowering it onto the baby in the crib.
Oh my god.
Tears in her eyes.
Oh my god.
Flash. It's night. Chrissy's mom leaves a bundle at a fire station. An hour later, she returns to the crying bundle.
I'll get to that. In time.
And then I turn and I look at my mom, and I want to go home.
Okay.
Come on, Echo. And then, we go.
As Echo looks over at Ellie.
Come on, Echo.
He whines and starts to follow.
Then we leave. Mom, I love you. I love you so much. You are the best mom. I know we had our hard times, but you were wonderful, okay?
She squeezes your hand.
Everything's gonna be fine, I promise. I promise, Mom, everything's gonna be fine, okay?
As you feel her hand loosen.
George is alive! George, I just whisper it to her. I lean down to her ear and I say, George is alive! George is alive! And we're gonna fix this, okay? We're both gonna bring you back and it's gonna be okay.
Her hand drops into the grass. As your father looks at you, what did you say?
Dad, you can't freak out, okay? George is alive. And he's here.
As your dad stands up and starts looking around as if the world isn't real. Ricky, your dad looks over at you. I think we should get Chrissy's mom home.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do that.
As your dad wheels himself over to the coffin.
Linda's probably helping.
Yeah, Linda's helping.
Fucking Linda.
It's hard to wheel on grass.
Chrissy's dad is there, but he is also a little bit in shock.
Sure.
He's a little bit like...
I didn't expect that asshole to be much help.
He's like, what the fuck is going on? As she gets out of the coffin and she's looking around and she looks over at you. Who am I?
Oh.
What's going on?
Just come with us and everything will be fine.
What happened to that man? Just talking about your dad.
That asshole over there?
You're a dad.
Oh, my dad. Oh, my sorry. My dad, sorry.
Your dad's like...
Hey,
no.
Son.
He was in a car accident, but he's okay.
I'm so sorry. That's awful. I want to lay down.
That's probably a good idea. Come over here.
Okay. She takes your hand and starts walking. The priest sees her walk by, crosses himself.
Hopefully this isn't one of those exorcism priests.
As you make your way to the car, do you want to say anything to Ellie?
Did I hear all of what happened?
I think there was more concentration on breaking the coffin open.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay. I'm going to make sure that Chrissy's mom is getting settled into the car.
As you're sitting her down in the car, she goes, I have a scar. And you see this very clear autopsy scar.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, where are her insides?
We will maybe find out next week.
Oh, gosh.
Let's just keep that covered up. I'm sure you can find very fashionable clothing.
It itches.
I bet you feel
real light. Don't scratch that.
Okay.
Don't scratch that.
I've never been. I'm so all. Skinny. Sorry, I'm just thinking about how light she is.
As she sits in the back seat, Linda looks over at you.
Don't ask. Don't ask.
Okay. Is it okay if you sit in the back seat with the zombie woman?
Sure. That's fine. Woman.
Tactless Linda.
That's fine.
Tactless Linda.
Thank you. As Linda gets on the front, it goes over to the driver's side.
Sure. Do you remember anything?
You're saying this to the mom?
Yeah.
I was warm, and then it was cold, and now I'm warm again.
Okay. Did you see anyone where you were, where it was cold?
No. But someone kept talking to me. I don't know who.
Do you remember what it was saying?
No. What's your name?
I'm Ricky.
You're very nice.
Well, thank you.
I want to lie down.
Okay, please.
She gets in the car and just lays down in the back seat.
Okay. Boy.
Do you want to go to Ellie or do you want to get in the car?
No, I should go check in with Ellie because I also don't know what to do with this revived person.
Right.
But Ellie might have an idea.
As you run over to Ellie, and this is the first time you're really catching that Ellie's holding her mother.
What happened?
I went to stop Chrissy. Chrissy traded me. And I knew that it's a thing that he only wants to do is break us up. He knew that Chrissy would trade herself for her mom. He knows everything about us. He knows all of our weaknesses. So I pulled a move he didn't see coming. I sacrificed my own mother. But now I have a question to ask of somebody else, if you'll excuse me. And Ellie rips a portal to go find George.
Rips a portal?
It's like, it's... Well, not like a fart.
She opens her butt flaps.
As you vanish, the priest crosses himself once again.
Is this the same priest? No,
that guy died.
Yes, but is it from the same church?
Of
the priest that died in the bar?
Probably.
This poor congregation.
Realistically, it's probably. Yeah. As you.
I feel like George is in his bunker because we told him to stay there.
As you vanish, Ricky.
Yeah. Okay. I'm heading to Leanne's house.
Okay.
Because me and Mom might be able to tell me something, help out with this. I'm assuming that she'll be there.
Okay. So go over to Leanne as you guys are driving.
It's me, driving Mom.
We haven't hit Echoplex yet?
Not yet.
We gotta be close.
Oh, we are. As Mima looks over at you.
Ellie's so stupid. They keep playing all these games. I think they're so smart.
Baby, do you mind if I say something that maybe you don't want to hear right now?
Go ahead.
I think this is a strategy. And sometimes the moves we make don't make sense.
She killed her mama! Her own mom!
Well, I think as we just saw, dead might not necessarily be dead.
Tired of them. Tired of them always thinking they could solve the problem themselves. Never talk to anybody else. They're always making their own decisions. What kind of friend does that?
That's a fucking good point, man. Shit. Fucking teenagers.
Our flag.
Why am I the only one that ever thinks about other people?
I legit hate Chrissy right now.
I don't know, baby, but if that's where you're at, I think they're going to need you now more than ever.
I don't want to be around them. Because they might trade me in or Echo or you or Mom.
Well, if they traded you, you know I'd move heaven and earth to come get you. Take today. I think maybe you call your friends tomorrow, okay? So we cut back to Chrissy. One moment.
Aww.
They need you, hashtag Leanne.
Ooh, is that Luke?
Thank you for the
That's
look.
That's so sweet.
True.
As we cut over to Chrissy, as you walk through the house, there's no one there. And you start to hear the sound of a baby crying.
Upstairs.
Yes.
I go towards the sound.
As you start to make your way upstairs, the crying suddenly becomes muffled.
I move more quickly towards the stairs, or the sound.
The sound is coming from your mother's room.
I haven't been in there. Okay, I go in.
As you open the door, you see a baby crib, and your mother, at about age 17, pillow over the baby, looking dead-eyed right at you, saying, "What have you done? What 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 have you done?" As this vision dissipates.
I thought I did the right... I was trying to do the right... I don't know. Just...
Ferryman! Take me! I fucked up!
As we cut to Bobby's bunker.
Or
George's bunker. George's bunker. My mistake. George's bunker. We cut to George's bunker. George is sitting with Katana. Both of them. His wife... the other Katana.
Oh, God. Should have traded that fucking bitch.
Two Katanas, like one George.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. That's the spinoff.
George has a bit of a scraggly looking 5 o'clock shadow. Probably been a couple days. Looks like he hasn't slept. As he is putting red lines over the map.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
And you... Ellie.
Boom.
Up here.
I am an Echoplex.
Well, I know, like, I feel like she's kind of, even when she appears, she's starting to phase out and phase in and stuff. George, tell me everything you know about the Ferryman right now. Could I trade someone from another universe in place of someone from this universe?
Busy.
Nope,
as
George.
Putting a red
line. I. She goes to grab his face. Her hand goes through his face. She tries to focus again. George. I traded her mom to the Ferryman because of shit. I need you to tell me right now if I can trade another woman from another mom from another universe in her place right now. You gotta look at me, George.
As George stops. Drops the red string, turns, and looks.
I'm not George.
What did you do?
Chrissy's mom was taken by the ferryman and she went to go trade herself, but we're all four of us, Chrissy, Ricky, Leanne, and I, we're the key. We're the thing that keeps stopping Dr. Lucas. Together, we keep stopping him, and he's trying to break us up. So he knew she would trade herself. And so I appeared because I can do this now. And I tried to stop her, and then she just traded me. And so I knew that if he wants us broken up, and so I made a quick decision, and I did this because I thought I could fix it. Please tell me I can fix it, and then I wasn't. Please tell me I made a calculated decision, George, please.
As he stands there a moment. Get out.
George, no, please, no, George, please, please, please.
Puts a fist through the map.
No, George, please. I thought I was doing the right thing, George, please. I thought
You made a stupid fucking decision because you're a stupid fucking kid. Get out.
I'm gonna fix it! And I phase to the ferryman.
Roll comprehend.
Okay.
That was me. Can I change?
Hold on.
I know. I know.
That is two successes.
You bamf yourself, for lack of a better term, to the location of the ferryman. But the ferryman is not there.
I put the coins on the ground.
Okay.
Do that do anything?
Boop, 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 boop.
You see the coins almost get eaten by the ground as they kind of sink and fade away. And you hear a voice. What's this for?
This is for a mistake. This is an offer to make an exchange.
What for what?
A life for a life.
Whose?
Mine.
No.
What do I need to... No, that's not how the offer works, please.
How do you know how the offer works?
Just from experience. Listen, what do you want and I'll give it to you. I thought I was doing the right thing, and I wasn't doing the right thing. I was stupid as ever, so I'm here to make things right. I can't have my... Now that my mom's gone and my brother's mad at me, I don't have anything else to live for. So if you want anything from me, you just we can talk about it.
Bobby. Bring me my son.
You have a deal.
Oh my god.
As the ferryman sends you away, and you find yourself in your room.
Ellie just curls up in the bed and she cries because she just knows that this is what he probably wanted all along, and she helped Dr. Lucas get what he wanted, and this is... She knows that he saw the whole plan in his head, and that it would eventually lead to Ellie having to trade someone and making a mistake.
As we cut to Ricky's car, pulling up to Chrissy's house.
Oh, we were going to have Leanne's.
Oh, you're right, yeah. You're right.
I take it my mom has then revived. Oh, shit, fuck. I spoke too soon.
As you pull you up to Leanne's house.
Yeah.
Not too long after you have also gotten back home.
I hear the car. I hear somebody pull up. Oh.
Echo's head comes up. He's been sitting on the couch.
Come on. I don't need a leash for him on the property, whatever. I open the door, and I see... Right.
And I'm going to tell them, just watch her for a minute. I'll be right back.
She's just asleep in the back.
She's alive.
She's alive.
Okay.
She is alive. She's asleep, but she's alive.
I'm going to have my dad and Linda just keep watch over her.
Linda, listen.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
Hey, is Meemaw here?
Yeah, she's inside. What's going on?
So, I've got Chrissy's mom, who's back alive, and I don't know what to do with, and she doesn't remember anything. And I figured Meemaw is really the only person.
Meemaw!
So Meemaw comes walking out, freshly made mac and cheese.
Yes.
Ricky's here.
So Chrissy's mom is in the car, and she's alive.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I could really use your help.
I'll take that, and then I take the mac and cheese, and I put it inside, and I come back out.
Where is she?
She's in the car.
Okay, what has she said?
That she remembers hardly anything. She doesn't remember who she is. She's remembered warmth, then cold, then warmth, theoretically, when she came back to life.
This is why they're so stupid. Making deals. You don't even know that's her.
That's an excellent point. Can you tell if this is real?
Well, we'll figure it out. Hello. She goes walking up to the car and opens the back seat.
Careful, Meemaw.
I will be. How are you? I'm called. Okay, well, why don't we get you in the house real quick? Let your mom know. We might have a visitor.
I'll get the coal ride in case she faints again.
Okay, are you hungry?
There's a dead woman in her house now.
And I'll tell Linda, my dad, that why don't you guys head home? I can get a ride later. I'll be here for a little while, and we'll catch up later, okay?
As your dad, like, leans out the window.
Yeah.
Today's fucking crazy, right?
There it is, fucking
it's,
crazy.
It's one of them, yeah.
Okay.
You feeling okay?
I kind of want to throw up.
You should do it before you get back on the road.
Yeah, okay. Love you, kiddo.
All right, I'll see you tonight. And then I'll follow them in.
Mom?
Yes?
Don't freak out like the time that you saw Meemaw last week, okay?
Okay.
All right. We have a visitor.
Oh, my God.
Is it that boy?
No, not Chucky. Not here. You saw what happened to Mrs. Parker. And
yes, did you call your friend Ellie? Have we heard anything?
I'm not going to call her till tomorrow, but, you know, and then Mrs. Jacobs. So she's here. So just be careful. I don't know.
What do you mean she's here? She has a... The person whose funeral we went to is here?
Well, yeah, that's why I left, because there was a bunch of ruckus and...
There was a bunch of ruckus.
She's back.
Did you... What?
She's back. She's here. Just don't freak out.
As Meemaw comes walking in.
There she is, right over there. I think. I don't know.
Maybe.
As your mother looks and goes... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sit down or no?
I'm going to go to my room.
Okay.
And I don't want to be... I want to be left alone.
Okay.
And I love you.
I love you too.
And I will see you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
And we're not going to talk about any of today.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm going to get up and go to work.
Okay, I love you.
All right, I love you too.
She's handling this well.
Yeah, and I just like kind of push her up the stairs. Well, that's done, Meemaw.
As Mrs. Jacobs looks over, I want to lay down.
Yeah, you probably should lay down. Right over here.
As Meemaw's like, I could take her to my room.
Do we have to worry about her falling asleep? Or just...
No, I honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
We'll find out.
All right.
As she takes Ms. Jacobs into her room, lays her down. If you need anything, just let us know. Ms. Jacobs leans her head up and goes, you're all very nice.
Yeah.
Pulls a blanket up and rolls over.
So.
Let's let her sleep. As you all leave the room.
Okay, I guess let her sleep.
Yeah, I guess.
Has anybody checked on Chrissy?
No.
Is anybody gonna check on Chrissy?
Why don't we go all check on Chrissy?
We don't know where she is, but we can go look.
Fine.
We'll all go together.
Okay. I had a thought.
Okay.
So what exactly did Ellie tell you happened?
She said that Chrissy, being the know-it-all that she is, traded her in, her being Ellie, to the ferryman. And Ellie, being the know-it-all that she is, decided to trade her own mama in.
Okay.
And that's why I got the hell out of there.
Sure. I don't blame you. What I don't... Assuming we know what... That the ferryman is trying to mess with us, what I don't understand... When I was a know-it-all the first time.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
But the ferryman saved Chrissy, at least in theory. So was that all just part of this...
Long con?
The fact of the matter is you don't fuck with the ferryman.
Do you think he's really thinking that many steps ahead?
I don't know. I don't know why he would...
He is an unexplainable being who seemingly can jump through possibly time, possibly dimension. I don't really know what he is.
Do we know if he's he's Professor Lucas? Does Ricky and I...
The only person that would have been in that room was Ricky to see that. And I don't know if you've told anybody about that.
Oh, no, I wasn't in there. But we did see him we saw the ferryman briefly when we did travel to... Was he in... When he was talking to Chrissy...
Because when when he morphed into the ferryman...
Yeah,
when
you opened the purple box, you were there.
Has he always been...
From the beginning, has he always been Professor Lucas?
No, I mean, I'm saying recently has he been Professor Lucas every time?
It's almost been this weird amalgamation.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we saw him before he sent us.
So we know
back.
Then. All right. So.
Yeah.
So then we know.
I mean, we don't know what it means, but.
What do you think he wants? The ferryman. I mean, obviously he wants souls. Lives?
I mean, he seems to be almost all powerful. What the hell does he want with us?
But what's like, if he's always trading up, right? What does he want at the end of the day? Well, I guess let's go check on Chrissy. I'll drive.
Okay.
Alright. Let me come in the truck.
Chrissy, where are you?
I'm in my mother's room.
Okay. Do you want to stay in there?
Did I ever get the Echoplex?
Sure didn't.
Still don't know it's in there. I decided to go to my room after a week of not going in there.
Great.
Do I see the Echoplex?
I would say it is on the other side of your bed. So, yeah, you see it.
Okay, I'd like to open it.
And you see it is a peach puzzle box.
Oh, fuck. Ooh,
I solve it.
We cut over to Mima's room, where Chrissy's mom is asleep, when the Echoplex we have reached for this episode appears. She bends down, opens it, and pulls out a peach puzzle box. And almost instinctually... As there is a flash, Chrissy, looking around, you suddenly find yourself in a familiar-looking bedroom.
Whose?
Mima's.
How did I get here? Do I see the peach puzzle box in my hand?
You do. And you also notice your hands do not look like yours.
Oh my gosh.
And you notice your chest itches a bit.
This was the plan all along!
Your hair's a little shorter.
I go to the mirror.
And you are looking back at the face of your mother.
Ah!
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Blood Curdling Tales from the
Loop. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So One part of me wished, like, I think my instinct was right to send you, but I wish it had happened in a story way where I was like, Ellie, and he, like, I was more confused that you were there, and he goes, Ellie, like, and takes you.
Yeah, because, like, it was, like, much more of, like, a you in the moment saying a name, and then him being like, yep, like, that's the name you
said. Surprised that you were there.
Yeah, instead of being like, take her, and I was,
well,
because I was thinking, too, like, well, maybe she should have stayed there, but I thought that that was the whole goal, and that was to separate us, thought, so I was, like, finding every way to do
it. And my story brain was like, Ellie will evaporate out of there. She could go, you know.
I feel like she has a lot more control
totally,
than we think.
But I don't think Chrissy knew that.
Yeah.
And so Chrissy made a bad choice. Chrissy really fucked up. Really don't like Chrissy today.
Y'all, thank you so much for watching this episode of Blood Curdling Tales
you.
From the Loop.
This was the roughest one, I think.
Yeah.
Let me go through real quick and thank some of the people who've donated to this fantastic episode. First of all, Giant Replacement Baby.
Woo-woo!
Love you very much.
Thank you.
Heckmer 42.
Woo.
Arsenal Roy 2K.
Yeah.
RMB.
Yep.
Mr. Al, you beautiful baby. Keen 456. You're fantastic. Huck, RMB, you're in there again. Because you're the man. Keen 456. Rob Vegas.
Rob Vegas.
Love that name. J Pistol, you had a real dark vision. And I thought it was fantastic. Huck, RMB.
Woo.
You're killing it. As Technology 21. And yet again, As Technology 21. Throwing us both a dark vision. And a happier one with puppies.
I appreciate that.
Of that nature.
You made that shit real dark.
Still hard, though.
I needed those puppies.
Final one. And then, and then, of course, Uber Baldy with his madness.
Oh, yeah.
His vision madness.
Which, oh, yeah. Was that Uber?
That was the smothering.
That's not the first time he's given a smother. Because when I was in 10 Candles, he had my character question whether I had killed a roach or smothered a baby.
Jeez. Ooh, wow. My goodness gracious. And finally, J Pistol yet again.
J Pistol.
J Pistol.
Y'all, thank you so much. For the fact of the matter is this. This show exists because of you guys. So thank you. Please go jump in the Discord. Go jump in the Reddit. Let us know what you're thinking. Where are we going? Left you off on the heck of a cliffhanger.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole fucking episode was a cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor Strange. We're in the end game now.
Oh, yeah. Big time. So make sure you're jumping in that Discord. Jump into that Reddit. Tell us some of your theories. Come at us on Twitter. Let us know what you're thinking, how you thought this one went. Going real dark.
Come at me, bro.
Yes, because, again, we are, as it said, in the endgame, Volume 4. It is the last of this season. So if you thought tonight was dark, you wait till next week with the body switch
episode. Don't say that.
Sick human. Wow. You sick, sick, sick man.
Y'all, thank you so much. Make sure you're sticking around. We got some cool stuff happening right after this. Zach, what is happening? Ooh, y'all, it's the late night honesty hour.
Ooh,
you're going to want to tune
in
to that one. Sticking around afterwards, y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For making the show continue. And we'll see you all next week for another episode of Blood Curdling Tales
from the Loop.